Hi, I'm Chris Lopez with Alamosa Citizen, and this is Adam State Football with head coach Levi Gallis. Coach, you're headed out to Golden with Colorado Mines this Saturday.
Yeah, you know, it's being able to play up there. I had the opportunity to play up there as a DC last year. The atmosphere, the new renovations to the stadium, it's just a sweet environment. You got the mountains right there in the backdrop, and it's just a cool place to play. So we're excited about this opportunity.
Plus, it's homecoming over there, so there is. I'm going to tell you right now, Coach, there is nothing more satisfying
hell yeah.
than a road team going into enemy territory on their homecoming.
Yeah, college football at the finest. You don't see that in the NFL, right? Yeah, you know, it's sure going to be fun.
Who do you have to your right, Coach?
Yeah, today, you know, talk about homecoming. He's kind of going back home to that Denver area, metro area. This is Roscoe Taylor. He's out of Smoky Hill High School, starting cornerback for us. Been having a heck of a year. And, yeah, super excited that we were able to bring him today.
Roscoe, it's a pleasure to meet you, man. Big game last week up in Grand Junction, Colorado Mesa. Big game for you.
Yes, sir. Forced a fumble. Should have been a touchdown. Yeah, they blew the whistle early and then had three pass targets, zero completed. Couple tackles.
Six tackles.
Yeah, and
that's
a tackle
your high
for loss.
Season high for you.
Yeah, he had a TFL too on an outside zone. Yeah, the biggest stat not only was how he finished the game and getting another strip and getting the ball out on the running back, but it was he got targeted three times with three fade balls, and every single one of them was incomplete.
Roscoe, what's working for you now as you have made the adjustment to Division II college football? This is your third year at Adams State. You played 10 games last year, pretty much full-time last year.
Yep.
Second year starter this year. What's working for you now?
Probably just moving back to my natural position. Last year, yep, they had me at the nickel spot, but going back to corner has been a good transition for me, just natural for me for my footwork, technique, and et cetera.
And we'll talk a little bit about the competition you've been seeing at Division II, and particularly this year, and how you're feeling out there at the corner. Obviously, you played really good last week, and you have been playing throughout this year pretty well.
You know, it's come natural to me, really. Throughout high school, I played a lot of good receivers. Some of them went D1 to high schools, like Stanford and stuff like that. And, like, my second week in my senior year, coaches gave me a big task to cover this specific tight end, made sure he had zero targets. He completed the game with one target for 2 yard catch. And then, because the year before we played him in the playoff game, he brought him back from, we were up 28-0 at half. He brought them back, let that game to, we lost by 1 point that game. So next year they want me to shut him down, and I did that.
You know, Coach, I want to go back to that Colorado Mesa game because Adams State showed a lot. I mean, you had a lot of offense that game, over 300 yards, 360-some total yards on offense, but you put up a lot of yards, looked pretty good at times against Colorado Mesa there.
Yeah, you know what? We really did, and I think that's a credit to our offensive line, our running backs, our quarterbacks, the receiving room, the guys that continue to show up every single day. You know, they went out and sputtered there in the first couple series, but then finally caught their groove and really started, you know, moving the ball well and doing a lot of good things in the air, in the ground, and kind of being multiple in the way that we wanted it. You know, it was Gavin's second game to start. I think he got the jitters out of the first one and finally caught his groove and was making a lot of good decisions. Had an opportunity there even late to go score again. We had to settle for a field goal right before half, but they were finally chugging along. And it's good to see because we know what that offense is capable of. Now it's just, again, putting it all together multiple times.
And 169, 170 yards on the ground.
Yeah.
A good rushing attack, as we talked about last week.
Yep.
I mean, Adams State can move the ball really well. We're seeing here with Roscoe and defensively and what you're doing there. I mean, you're definitely continuing to see the strides by the Grizzlies.
No, absolutely. And I think all of us, Adams State Grizzlies and Indians, those of you that are out there, it is one of those things that if you're at every single game, you kind of start to see it actually coming and unfolding. If you're just jumping up on Saturday and looking at the score, it's tough because all of us Adams State people are, you know, wanting that victory, that taste of victory. But I think what's happening is we're getting those victories that we want and starting to move in the right direction. And the other thing I want to tell you about, Chris, is when we got done with the game, you know, a lot of times in the RMAC, you go to these different places and you might have one or two moms outside the locker room. I remember coming out of the locker room after that game, and there was a lot of people. Like, our support on the road is awesome.
That's really nice to hear, and I'm going to imagine that you'll have good support in Golden when the Grizzlies take on Colorado Mines this week.
No,
that's
I agree.
6 o'clock start, right?
No, it's noon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
you're right,
eat breakfast
you're right.
and play.
You're right. That's a noon kickoff. Noon kickoff in Golden.
Yep.
Roscoe, what's been for you the lessons through your arc here at Adams State so far and where you see yourself now with the Grizzlies? What's been some of those lessons for you as you take this away?
Just lessons like stuff off the field translates to on the field, being a good person in the community and stuff like that. And then probably footwork, coach preaches it, got to have good footwork as a cornerback, etc. And then probably just being a good teammate, a good leader.
Yep.
What are some of the things, Coach, defensively that you're looking to close gaps on when it comes to Adams State tying down those offenses? What are some of the things defensively that you want to see moving forward?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is consistency. You know, we've got a lot of young guys at certain spots that in one practice they might get it right, the next practice they might get it wrong, and just kind of, again, gaining more experience so that they continue to fit the right way, they continue to cover the right way, they continue to communicate the right way. I think that's kind of been one issue that we've had. We've had some bumps and bruises that have definitely allowed for younger guys to step into some big roles. And so now when it's their time, just, you know, being confident in the communication side, being confident in how they read it and how they fit it, I think that's what I'm looking for defensively for us to really take strides moving forward.
Coach, we're going to take a break here just to talk about RG Bank, because RG Bank is excited to be the presenting sponsor of Adams State Coaches Show with Levi Gallus. Like Grizzly football, RG Bank is a team. Whether it's personal banking, business needs, or support from your farm or ranch, the RG Bank team is here to help. Stop by one of the locations in Alamosa, Pagosa Springs, or Monta Vista and let RG Bank team help you. Your future begins today. They're a member of the FDIC. Equal housing lender. RG Bank says go Grizzlies. Coach, when we go into Golden this week, give us a little bit of a scouting report, if you will, on Mines, on this football team, on this version of Colorado Mines football.
Yeah, you know, Coach Stitt, you know, took over a great program that, you know, has had a lot of success, but he started that success. He's the one that kind of really resurrected Mines from what they were in the early 2000s to what they are now. And you can just tell he was able to take over a nice vehicle already and continue to drive it in the right direction. Defensively, those guys, they fly around. They play hard. I told this to kind of the players in our scouting report. What's unique about Colorado School of Mines is not a lot of people transfer out because, yeah, you might be going there to play football, some really good football, but you're ultimately going there to get an engineering degree. And so a lot of times, year after year, they just keep reloading. And it's like another junior and a redshirt senior that now steps into those roles. And that's what you're seeing again out of this institution is that they've got a great culture. They've got a great program that just keeps reloading. They just keep reloading. And so they might have a couple young guys here and there. Their freshman quarterback's a young guy. He can really wing it. You know, he's going to have a lot of success in the RMAC. They've got a couple young guys in the defensive sense, but they've also got some really good senior-led. Their corner, he's an All-American. He's a good one. They've got a lot of that same nucleus moving forward.
You know, Colorado Mines, when I was here originally growing up here, and then I left the Valley and I went out and traveled around for three decades, and Mines was never that school coach that was a powerhouse. And then I come back to Colorado and these, and now all I hear about is Mines and how they perform, not just in football, in all these sports.
Yep.
And I always wondered how they moved the needle there to where they became a very consistent program year after year, to what you're saying.
Yeah, and somebody else could probably quote me on this, but I would say they took a mindset that was similar to the Ivy Leagues. So I think back when we were all here, when I was younger, Colorado School of Mines really kind of just centrally located, worried about the Denver, Colorado Springs area. Well, there's only so many smart, smart kids and football players to fill those rosters. I think what Stitt did when he came from Harvard is he kind of looked at it from a national view. Hey, let's go to Houston. Hey, let's go to Chicago. Hey, let's go to those inner cities where they're going to go back and get good jobs as engineers, and let's recruit them to Denver. And I think that's kind of what changed a little bit. Well, I also say my cousin had a big role in that fact, and when they really resurrected it, when they had Chad Freehoff, when they had a bunch of wide receivers, they lit up the scoreboard under Stitt's leadership and had a really good year, and then all of a sudden it started sparking and it started going forward.
Yeah, it's really interesting. Roscoe, give us some perspective, because you grew up in the Denver metro area. You went to Smoky Hill High in Aurora. When you're a student-athlete in Denver metro, when you're going to those big high schools as you did Smoky Hill, how are those student-athletes seeing the landscape of which colleges they can go play at next? You came to Adams State, recruiter came to Adams State. How do high school kids see this whole world right now, Roscoe?
Coming from Smoky Hill, most of the students, some of them didn't really like look into football, playing football after school, but the ones that did, they'll see their options and choose the best ones, like based off of what they want to do in their career. Some want to play football after college, some want to just get jobs after school. I have a friend out in South Dakota Mines going to school, playing football there because he wants to get his engineering. Friend in Western, he just wants to see what he could do with the football stuff. Other than that, probably just they just look out, see what they could get after college, what college offers the best result for them.
When you think of Adams State, Coach Gallus wants to recruit out of the Denver metro area. What are those opportunities, Roscoe, that you think are there for recruitment, for Coach Gallus, for Adams State? Because there's a ton of high school athletes in the metro area. What do you think those opportunities are, Roscoe, if any?
I know right now my high school, they just started a feeder team, so I know they're finna start getting good talent into that school. Looking back, I see they got a good lineup of linebackers building up, a couple little running backs, and there's one cornerback I see on my feed that they post a lot. And then other than that, pretty much it, to be honest, from coming from that
Coach,
area.
There are a lot of athletes, a lot of high school athletes in that metro area where Roscoe comes out of, and I know that is an area of focus for you as you keep building the program here at Adams State to find more Roscoes in that Denver metro area.
Yeah, I think it's the smartest thing that we can do as a football program, but also as an institution. Let's continue to allow the Front Range to know that Adams State still exists, and we're still a great choice for going to school and being able to go out and continue to compete at the Division II level. The Denver metro area is huge, and so within that dynamic, you can find individuals that do and are willing to come to Adams State and be able to play or do athletics, play football, and be a part of what we're trying to do here as well. Plus, like I mentioned, I think that transition of recruiting people from Denver increases our fan base. You know, where all of a sudden you got more moms and dads and uncles coming to the game, and now they're able to see their sons play on Saturday and go out and compete. And so I think there's two streets there that we can look at.
Yeah, and RMAC is largely a Colorado conference where you do have that opportunity to go watch some football games. Roscoe, what is your favorite stadium in the RMAC as you've traveled the conference over the past couple of years and have played outside of Adams State? Where do you see those stadiums, or where's the toughest places you found to play so far?
Right now, I haven't seen every stadium. Still got to see South Dakota Mine Stadium. Right now, I believe Adams probably has the best stadium in like a division aspect.
I like that answer. I was gonna answer it for him. Bro.
Right.
And then,
you do have. I mean, to what he said, you have a really nice atmosphere. Yeah. It's a tight stadium because you can feel that energy there. To what Roscoe's saying.
And then the community, everybody in Adams or Alamosa loves Adams State, so they all come out and support, especially with Coach Gallus has been doing in the community and stuff. They've been loving what he's been doing. But looking outside of Adams, I think probably Colorado School of Mines has the next best stadium. And then I know their community, and then they bring a lot of Denver fans and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then they got the little touchdown tradition they have where they bring the donkey out onto the field and stuff like that. But that's probably the hardest one to play in.
Will you have family this weekend from the Denver Metro coming into Golden to watch you play?
Yes, sir. And a couple friends might come out. Nice. I know Trent Littlejohn's brother, so he'll come out. He was supposed to come play here, but some things happened over the summer.
No, yeah.
Roscoe, give us your quick scouting report on Mines from your cornerback position from the defensive side. What are you seeing? What are you anticipating this Saturday?
Right now, we just got to have our minds in the right place, complete our assignments correctly, know what we're doing. And then really, skill-wise, I don't think the, like, athletic dudes could really, like, be there for real. But it's really going to be a game in, like, the trenches with the running backs and the O-line and the D-line.
You've been here 3 years now at Adams State, and this is just me, Roscoe, but I'm going to say this year's version of the Grizzlies is faster, more talented, at least for me, than the past couple years I've watched Adams State up from the sidelines. This version looks quicker, more talented than the past version. That's just my looking at things, Roscoe.
I could feel it too, Chris. Looking back in the past years, some players, they were just here just to put a jersey on, get or a T-shirt and stuff like that. But I feel like the players here now really buy into what Coach Gallus is putting in and are really trying to get a win, get this going, get better.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. And we hear that time and time and again, Coach, from the players or you're bringing forward, that you're on the cusp here, that you're continuing week after week to make strides. We saw it again last week in Grand Junction. I think we're going to see it again this week in Golden against Mayan. 2-2, our MAC team, Colorado Mines. Good opportunity, Coach, for you to go up in there and ruin a homecoming.
Yeah, I would love to. And you know, I think attest to him, attest to the guys that are still here. Those, I take the Bo Schembechler quote, those that will stay will be champions. And I think we're going to be champions moving forward. You know, we've got a senior class that's really buying into what we're trying to do. They're going to be champions in life. They're going to be champions as husbands, as fathers, as co-workers, leaders of this community. I think that's what, you know, the message is to them. But at the same time, those guys that continue to buy into the little things like Roscoe, like just working on your footwork, I think, you know, ultimately we're going to get this thing in the right direction.
Coach, we're going to let you just give a plug here to the Grizzly Club, because it's the Grizzly Club that really helps bring money in for scholarships for athletes like Roscoe. Let you talk a little bit about the Grizzly Club.
Yeah, absolutely. The Grizzly Club's a big part of what we do on Saturdays. It's not only with football, but it's with all of our athletic teams. All the money that they raise goes strictly to these student athletes. And so, again, if you would like to join the Grizzly Club and be a part of it, contact our athletic director, Caitlin Smith, or email her. You can find her email on the website. But again, Grizzly Club says go Grizz.
That's ksmith@adams.edu. Yeah. You want to email Caitlin Smith, ksmith@adams.edu. Coach, you have halfway through the season this year, 2025. You have Mines this week. You have New Mexico Highlands back at home the following week. Then you're back on the road. How do you want to close the season, these next 4 or 5 weeks? What is it that, and I know it's week to week, I don't know if you look at it that way, but how do you see this second half for you in terms of what you want to see?
No, I honestly, I look at it from week to week, day to day, minute to minute. That's how I analyze it right now and what we're trying to do. It's the small details. It's how we practice. It's how we carry ourselves in the academic setting, in the community, all that stuff. I think that's how you got to value this moment. I don't think it's right to go ahead and look ahead and start trying to analyze anything else. Right now, we've got to worry about these guys and what they're doing in this moment and getting them better for the games on Saturdays, and that's got to be our mission.
You want to give a shout-out, Coach, to your other players of the week. You had Roscoe there as your defensive player of the week. You had an offense and special teams player. You want to talk about them real quick?
Yeah, absolutely. Special teams-wise, our field goal unit is doing a fabulous job. They had another opportunity right there to finish the half to be able to go up and get another 3 points. Did a great job of going out and executing. Offensively, we had a lot of good efforts. Garrett O'Brien had a really big catch in the game. Another Colorado kid got his first touchdown, but he's another individual like Roscoe, shows up every single day, always working, always trying to better himself, and he's just a young pup. You know, it's only going to be a couple more years before we see him just highlighting the scoreboard. So a lot of great efforts within the team, a lot of good individual efforts, but a lot of group efforts as well.
Coach, that's going to bring an end to episode 9 of Adams State Football with Coach Levi Gallus. The Grizzlies are on the field in Golden against Colorado Mines. It's a noon kickoff this Saturday. Then they're home back to Rex Field on Saturday, October 25th. That's going to be another 6 o'clock game. Wish you all the luck, Roscoe, up in Golden. Hope your family gets to see a Grizzly win. I have a good feeling, Coach.
Well, no, I do too. And it sounds like what Roscoe just said, we need to walk out a Grizzly when we score a touchdown.
There you go.
I think that would be a great idea.
Yeah, that would be
great. Then we would have the best stadium.
Yes, sir. All right.
Hey, we want to give a shout out to Owen Woods for producing this podcast. See you around next Thursday. Go Grizzlies.
Go Grizz. Go Grizz.
In Alamosa, our schools are the heart of our community, where students learn, grow, and prepare for their futures. Many of our schools have served generations of Alamosa students, but time and use have taken their toll. The Alamosa School District is seeking voter consideration on Bond Proposition 5A on your November 4th general election ballot. An approved bond would fund critical repairs and improvements to our school facilities. This includes school safety and security measures, upgrades to learning spaces, replacing aging heating, plumbing, and electrical systems, and a new transportation facility. Please cast an informed vote on Proposition 5A this November. Learn more at alamosaschools.org. Paid for by Yes for Alamosa Kids. Joe Martinez, registered agent.